people watching from far, we are going to come together and pray. Brother and sister, you know this situation, we are not happy about this situation.
No.
Because if we then hold up together, our faith together, and cry before the Lord to say, Lord, we don't want this situation. We want this situation to be changed. The Lord will come to our
message.
I believe it, brother and sister. Maybe, brother and sister, I'm remembering Queen Esther. When they were in trouble, now the message came and said, you don't know. Maybe you were put there for a situation like this. I want to believe, brother and sister, God knew before the foundation of the world to say when coronavirus comes, he doesn't need a Daniel.
Hallelujah.
He doesn't need a Shadrach. God has confidence in you, brother. God has confidence in you, sister. So, brother, we take our position. We want to say, Lord, thank you for a situation like this. Lord, we are coming to pray. If people who are called by my name, if they stumble together and pray, I will hear from heaven. Glory be to God. This is a scripture. God has respect for his word. And we know the prophet says, the word of God will defeat the enemy anywhere, under any situation, under any condition. It doesn't matter the condition, brother. Oh, brother, a virus. What is a virus? Before the Lord Jesus Christ, I remember there was once a plague in Egypt. But they came through Moses. He told them what to do. Glory be to God. The token, brother and sister. They were told to apply the token. As long as they were under the token, they were safe and secure. Brother and sister, I'm encouraging you tonight. We be under the token. The Holy Ghost is our protection. Oh, brother and sister, I did not find anywhere in the Bible whereby somebody who was under the confinement or who was under the house where there was blood was killed.
No.
We have our protection under the blood. And we have a right to claim our loved ones, put them under the blood as well. I remember Rahab. She was a harlot, but she did a good deed. When she did a good deed, oh, praise be the name of the Lord, she was asked to make a request. Can I bring in my mother? Can I bring in my father? My brother? And she was told, bring them in. So brother and sister, I'm saying, you also bring in your relatives, you bring in your brother, you bring in your sister, they will be saved as well. Glory be to God. We want to have freedom of worship.
Yes.
Glory be to God. The story we read,
Before even the scripture we read, if you go to Jonah chapter 1, we see a story where the Lord Jesus Christ is sending Jonah to go to Nineveh and to cry against that country because their sins had reached God. But Jonah was scared of the people. And he decided to run away. Went into a ship, was going to Tarshish, running away from the presence of the Lord. But the Bible says, on verse 4 of chapter 1, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea. And there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the whales that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So you see that situation. Now it was a situation where they were going to die. Because the sea was tempestuous, they started offloading their goods right into the sea. And I also liked it on fire where they say the mariners were afraid and cried everyone unto his God. So it was a state of emergency. They realized they were going to perish. So they say, everybody, let's pray. Only Jonah was asleep. Look at it this way. The one who was in the room. Other people are busy praying, confessing, agonizing. But the one who was in the room, he is fast asleep. I like the mariners. When they woke him up, say, wake up, you Jonah. What is your problem? He then started explaining to them, confessing his sins. The story you know. If we got the way you were saying, you cast me in the water, etc. But chapter 2 we go, I like it where he was now praying. So we are just laying a foundation so that we come to a time of prayer. Prayer, brother and sister, is a way of declaring a state of emergency. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. Eyes and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. I believe tonight we also have got afflictions. So we can approach God and say, Lord, we are crying to you because of the reason of our affliction. And he heard me, and out of the belly of hell cried out, and thou heardest my voice. I want to believe, brother and sister, if God could hear the prayer of Jonah way down deep, I believe tonight he will hear our cry. The prophet says in the message Desperation, paragraph 85, we just want to call him on the scene tonight. Yes, we are few, but I know some people are joining us in their various homes. So they are putting their fire there, we are having our fire there, and I believe the Lord will hear our cry. I must have it tonight. This is the desire that we have, brother. We are not saying let it happen next week, brother. We want it tonight. I get it now or I am finished. Tomorrow is too late. I must have it now. Glory be to God. The prophet goes further to say, Until you get to that place, brother and sister,
우주
until the whole church gets a place that is between death and life. You've got to have it now or perish. Then God will move on the scene. I believe we are exactly in the same situation that the prophet is describing. We are not settled, brother and sister. Because we are not settled, it's a situation of now or we perish. Then God will move on the scene. It takes desperation to bring God on the scene. Brother and sister, I want to tell you, in 1963, the prophet of God saw this day, and he said this way. Some of them in the message accepting God's provided way and end time. He said, some of them said, well, now if the plague falls, we'll just go in the hospital. If the plague happens to fall, you know what we'll do? We'll go to Dr. Jones. He will know what to take care of it. It didn't work. Yet they were smart. Well, if the plague falls, we'll just go beneath the ground in a cave or shut the door down. That won't do one bit of good. We'll stay in the house and put a mask over our face and put some disinfectant on it. Didn't do a bit of good. Brother and sister, this is what the world is doing. But 1963, the prophet saw this happen. And he is declaring that it will not do a bit of good. So what is it that we need to do, brother and sister? We want to call Jesus on the scene. Brother and sister, we want to call him to say, Lord, help us. Help the world. Because, yes, people are putting masks on their faces. They are putting disinfectants like we did when we were coming. We are not saying, don't do it. We did it. But 1963, the prophet said it. We want the Holy Ghost, brother and sister. The token that will give us shelter and protection. No wonder why the prophet says it is a must. It is compulsory that we receive the Holy Ghost now. So we are saying, Lord, let the death angel pass. God's bride is safe at last. Because the token is with us. Brother and sister, we are taking our relatives in. Glory be to God. Brother, we are talking about declaring a state of emergency. I want to invite you, brother and sister, where the prophet had an encounter and he needed God to intervene in the situation. This is where we got our subject tonight. Convince, then consent, the prophet says. So he's talking about the testimony of Brother Evans, who had a snake bite. So he was beaten, and the prophet, naturally, he was expecting him to die because it was a poisonous venom. He was crying in pain. And the prophet went to him, and then on 43 he said, I laid a hand upon him and said, Heavenly Father, we are in a state of images.
We
also in a state of images.
So
we want to see when the prophet cried out to the Lord to say we are in a state of images, what did the Lord do? He said, I am not able to take my brother because he is too sick. I don't know whether we'll get out of aid in time or not. But it is written in your word that nothing shall harm them, and this is a believer. After declaring a state of emergency to the Lord, I noticed he quit suffering or making noise. And when I quit praying, he was sitting looking at me, laughing. He said, all the pain is gone. Glory! What had happened? The prophet had declared a state of emergency. Brother and sister, tonight we are also declaring a state of emergency. And we believe in Malachi 4. If Malachi 4 declared a state of emergency and his situation changed, I believe tonight our situation should also change. Brother and sister, we don't know what stopped Second World War. I believe also, if we pray tonight, people might not understand, might not know, it's not even necessary for them to know what will stop this plague, but we know prayer changes things. Brother and sister, I'm just remembering. In Egypt, yeah, they were praying there. And yes, they were praying after I had this job. Then God prayed. And God helped them. Now, if God had them even in the Old Testament, I believe as the bride of Jesus Christ, if we cry tonight, God will hear our cry. Glory be to God. Sometimes God allows these situations to happen to force us to pray. Or when things are okay, sometimes we don't pray, brother and sister. So God creates situations so that we pray. Look at letting off the pressure. Letting off the pressure, the prophet says, 1 Peter 6. As a little rabbit, the story of him, the hounds was right behind him. He could feel the hot breath upon his feet. So the rabbit is being chased by a dog. The dog is so close to it, it can feel the hot breath coming from the dog. Just a little while, another jump or two, and the hound was going to get the little fellow. He will be gobbled up just in a moment. But after a bit, he saw a hole in a rock. Rock of ages, cleft for me, brother. Let me hide myself with you. So we are here in a precious hiding place. We know we find refuge in the precious hiding place. Now and then, he thought, if I could only get to that rock, then I am safe. Just as the dog made the last jump at him, he felt his hot breath on his heels, but he ran under the rock. Then he could sit down and let off the pressure. We know, brother and sister, we are asking God tonight to say, yes, there is the hot breath of this virus. At least for this house or for this little rabbit, this little rabbit, for it, at least it was sure, it knew it's one dog that's behind. But for us, we don't even know where this virus is coming from. But we know the one who has, whom we have believed, he is more than able to give us protection, brother, even from things that we see, things that we don't even see. The prophet says, seven churches for exposition, part two, the Patmos vision. But nothing could conquer Christ. I'm so happy to hear this one. Nothing could conquer Christ. If nothing could conquer Christ, fear not, brother and sister. Let's put our trust in Christ. Let's call him on the sea. He that descended has now ascended above all. And unto him has been given a name that is above every name. Yes, he conquered death, hell, and the grave, and has the keys thereof. What he loses is loosed, and what he binds is bound. If you want this virus to be bound, brother and sister, as we declare a state of emergency, he said what he has loosed is loosed. But if we want him to bind, it is bound, brother. Remember, the prophet was told to bind that mamba on the highway. Glory! He bound it. And then he said, I let him loose. And it was just about to attack again. And then he said, I bind you. So, brother and sister, tonight, we want to bind this coat, this flag, in the name of Jesus Christ. There was no conqueror before him, and there is none beside him. He alone is the Savior. He is the Redeemer. He is the only God. And the Lord Jesus Christ is his name. Don't fear John. Don't fear little flock. All that I am, you are it. All my power is yours. My omnipotence is yours as I stand in you now. We believe he is in our midst. His omnipotence is ours, brothers. I have not come to bring fear and failure, but love and courage and ability. All power is given unto me, and it is yours to use. Listen to this one. You speak the word, I will perform it. Brother and sister, we have to do our part. Yes. Our part tonight is to declare a state of emergency. When we declare a state of emergency, the Lord will do his part, is to perform that which we have spoken. That is my covenant. And I can never fail you. Glory be to God. Our God will never fail you. I believe it, brother. He will never fail you. Glory be to God. No wonder why we come here. Because we know we find shelter under him.
Psalms 32:7.
Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Glory be to God. Tonight we want to pray. We want to say like Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O Lord. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from my enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. We want to dwell in the tabernacle. But we realize we all can't come into the tabernacle because of the plague. Some of our brothers, some of our sisters are not here. But they also want to say, I will abide in thy tabernacle. So we have a right, brother and sister, to call Jesus on the scene. And therefore, to stop this plague. And then we can come to worship him. Let's open 2 Chronicles 6:24. Brother and sister, I believe the word of God is the only thing that can help us, especially this time. And if thy people Israel be put to the worst before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall return and confess thy name, and pray and make supplication before thee in this house.
Vakauya nokudzoka kuimba yenyu vakatendeka zvinhu zvavo vakanamata vakazvipira pamipenyu muimba yenyu.
Then hear thou from heaven,
means why not,
and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest them and to their fathers. So we are coming to say, Lord, forgive us. And if we come sincerely and confess our sins and pray, God will hear from heaven. And when the heaven is shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against thee, yet if they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin, when thou dost afflict them, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel, and whom thou hast taught them the good way wherein they should walk, and send rain upon thy land, which thou hast given unto thy people for an inheritance. Listen to 28. And if there be dearth in the land, like what is happening, if there be pestilence, if there be blasting, or mildew, locusts, or caterpillars, if their enemies besiege them in the cities of their land, whatsoever sore or whatsoever sickness there be, then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made of any man, all thy people Israel, when everyone shall know his own soul and his own grief, and shall spread forth in his hands in this house, in this house, brother and sister. So, brother, we are moving in the scriptures. We are in this house. Then, hear from thou from heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive and render unto every man according to all his ways. Whose heart thou knowest, for thou only knowest the heart of the children of men. That they may fear thee and walk in thy ways, so long as they live in this land, which thou gavest unto thy fathers.
Amen.
32 is for in case you don't qualify. Moreover, concerning the stranger, which is not of thy people Israel, but is come from a far country, for the great name's sake, and thy mighty hand, and thy stretched out arm, if they come and pray in this house, then hear thou from heaven. Oh, brother and sister, we know we are spiritual Israelites, but if we want even to go the natural way, we are called Gentiles or strangers. We are taken care of again. So tonight, if we pray, if we ask him, he will come to our rescue. Chapter 7, 2 Chronicles 14. I like this one. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. So tonight we are saying, Lord, come and heal our land. There is a death in our land. But we are saying, Lord, may you come and heal our land. Brother and sister, tonight we are declaring a state of emergency. Now, when a state of emergency has been declared, people don't do whatever they want at whatever time they want. They have to conform to the instructions or to dictates of whoever is given the order. So tonight, as we are also declaring a state of emergency, we are also saying that demons, they don't have to do whatever they want, because we are declaring a state of emergency. If they refuse, we know the Holy Ghost is the enforcer. We are saying that the enforcer gives back our health, gives back our freedom of worship. We are calling Jesus on the scene, brother and sister. We are having a conference with God. We are saying once more, Lord, tonight, remember the one that greater than Solomon is here. And he has to pass this way. Oh, my Redeemer liveth, brother. If he lives, brother, he can say shalom. When things are so bad, he will say shalom. He will say peace, be still. Oh, brother and sister, fear not. The children of Israel at the Red Sea, they called God on the scene. It was a state of desperation. They had to declare a state of emergency. The sea was at the front. On the sides were mountains, and Pharaoh was behind them. There was no way of escape. Oh, but brother, when you declare a state of emergency, when you cry out to the Lord comes down. He came down through Moses. Moses spoke. Sometimes, brother, we don't even have to pray, we just speak. He said, why cry speak? He then said, these Egyptians, whom you see, you shall see them again no more. Brother and sister, you also speak tonight. We speak this virus out of existence. Brother, it is possible. Because this is the poor ministry. Why does the poor ministry say, you speak the word, it will flash like lightning. Brother Branham, he was asked, you are a hunter. What do you want to gain? He spoke the spirit else into existence. Oh, brother and sister, tonight, it is your privilege, it is your right to speak tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Brother and sister, I want to challenge you. As the bride of Jesus Christ, when you speak, the wall of heaven will back you up. The wall of heaven will back you up. Oh, it is possible, brother. It is possible, my sister. Even Auntie Jemima, she didn't want her child to die of a social defeat. She called Jesus on the scene, declared a state of emergency. That state of emergency, God had it. And angels were sent down on earth. They were told to bring a solution. Brother, our duty is not to find solution. Our duty is to speak. Our duty is to declare state of emergency. Auntie Jemima prayed. She said, yes, I am a widow woman. I see myself in the Bible. Where is Elijah the prophet? Glory! That was a way of declaring a state of emergency. When she declared the state of emergency, angels were given charge to say, you go down and make sure the request of this weak woman is met. Oh, then when the angels came down, they were looking for Elijah. Brother, in the Bible, there was a widow woman. There was a prophet Elijah. But now when the angels came down, they saw the widow woman, but they couldn't see where the prophet was. So the equation could not balance. So they were busy now looking for the prophet. Glory be to God. After vigorous searches, they could not find the prophet. Oh, glory be to God. Until another angel, he then realized, we are looking for the seventh messenger. And the seventh messenger typifies the eagle age. When things are not alright, the eagle goes right into the sky. So they say, we can look for a messenger, we can look for an eagle right on earth. Now he went right in the skies. In the skies they saw the eagle, the prophet, in a plane. Now, yes, then the angels got to work and caused the plane to develop a fault. What caused the fault to happen? A widow woman had declared a state of emergency. Brother and sister, tonight, we want to declare a state of emergency. We want a stop to this scourge. We want to worship God freely. Anytime we want to come to worship, we should come. It is possible, brother and sister. Brother and sister, I'm encouraging you tonight. As we stand to our feet, tonight, brother and sister, you have the privilege at home, in church, wherever you are in your car, to lay or to speak, call him on the scene. God is not a man that he should lie, neither a son of man that he should repent. When he declares something, brother, it will come to pass. God will never fail. Brother and sister, as we declare state of emergency tonight, we are saying, Lord, have your will. But Lord, we want a stop to this. We want protection to this coach. Brother and sister, we want to take this opportunity to bring, so that this issue will bring us closer to God. Our brother and sister, if that Mexican woman called Jesus, declared the state of emergency with a dead baby in her head, and the baby received her life, how much more us who are still alive, brother and sister? Simple protection. The Lord is more than able. Let the death angel pass. God's bride is safe at last. We believe it tonight, brother. We are saying, Lord, forgive our sins. Heal our land, Lord. We want to worship you freely. We want to eat the lamb in haste. Listen to the tape. As we say, Lord, have mercy. The Lord spoke to Moses and told him what to say to the children of Israel. Slay the lamb. Take the lamb. Smite the doorpost. Saying, the Lord have baptized us with the Holy Ghost. As we take our position, we just want to call him on the scene. We want to ask him to say, Lord, help us. We are declaring a state of emergency. Say, Lord, speak to us. Baptize us with the Holy Ghost. Bring a stop to this scourge. Your children are crying. As we pray, all of us. Gracious Heavenly Father, we've taken our positions, Lord, as your children, Almighty Jehovah. We've gathered, Almighty Jehovah, Lord God, Lord Jesus Christ, in your presence we have come, O God. We know, Father, you are here tonight. We believe it, Lord Jehovah. Because you said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in their midst. Lord Jesus Christ, this you said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, and Father, Lord God, what